आचार्यष्टोत्तरशत श्रीश्रीमदेशी भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री गुरु गौरांग की जय। नमो शुक्राय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति विकास स्वामी नामने। ओम ज्ञानतिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास्तव गौरव। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम राम। हरे कृष्ण। लास्ट ईयर बिफोर राधाष्टमी एंड ऑन राधाष्टमी डे वी डिस्कस्ड वन वर्स about Srimati Radharani. Anyone remembers? Balram remembers. Who else? Damodar? Now you remembered. Anyone else? Lok Krishna? Okay, Damodar, tell loudly, tell slowly.
देवी कृष्णा माई प्रोता राधिका पर देवता सर्वलक्ष्मी सर्व अनु सम्मोही पर।
ओके, व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ द वर्स? सो विच शास्त्र इट इज फ्रॉम, टेल। बृहद you should remember also, because some people will say that Radharani is not described in any shastra. Immediately we should quote shastra. There are many places. Bhagavatam indirectly describes like this Gautamiya Tantra, then there is Garga Samhita, Padma Purana, Brahma Vaivarta Purana, like that. There are so many places. Srimati Radharani described. Our Vishnu Swami Prabhu just reminded before the class that some Sri Vaishnavas, they don't accept Srimati Radharani. Here in this area there is one famous preacher. So who said, who commented on that there is no personality called Radharani. It is just our pure devotion. That itself is represented in the form of Srimati Radharani. That's why, like that, he gave his own idea. But I have, apart from all these shastric evidences, the most famous Sri Vaishnava Acharya after Ramanuja Acharya was Vedanta Deshika. So, I have a verse written by Vedanta Deshika describing Srimati Radharani and other gopis. Names of Vishakha, Lalita, he mentions them. Like that, sometimes they, without understanding their own sampradaya teachings, acharya's teachings, sometimes they make. And of course, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said this Radha Tattva for other sampradayas is very inconceivable. It is just like these small children, if you ask them what is E is equal to, what is that? MC square. So they will not be able to understand. If you do not know that, you are not loser. So like that. So we discussed on Brahad Gautamiya Tantra verse. Based on that verse, our Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas have developed this understanding of Radha Tattva in a very elaborate way. So most of our knowledge about Srimati Radharani is based on that verse. like, you know, that Sarva Lakshmi Mai Sarva. So just like Krishna is supreme absolute truth, he is source of all avatars. He is the source of all avatars. Sarva Lakshmi Mai means she is source of all the Lakshmis. You know, Srimati, just Krishna expands into different forms. Similarly, Radha also expands into many Lakshmis. So that is very important verse. So please remember that. And this year we will discuss on this topic. Srimati Radharani is highest perfection of Parakya Rasa, or she is highest devotee in Parakya Rasa. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains this topic in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela 4th chapter, verse number 42nd to 49. And in 50th verse, Purport, Prabhupada explains a little bit more on that. So we will discuss this. So highest perfection of Parakya Rasa, or highest devotee in Parakya Rasa. So what is this rasa is a very elaborate subject matter. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Prabhupada, he explains in the preface and as well as in the middle also, somewhere in 20th, 21st chapter, around there. So elaborately he explains what is this rasa. In the preface he explains how this is different from mundane rasa. Rasa means kind of taste. Prabhupada used to translate that into English following Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur as mellow. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he coined this word mellow. Mellow, there is no mellow word in English. So mellow, and it is not equivalent to rasa, basically. But still, our acharya has some kind of pleasure, taste, that can be translated like that. So Prabhupada explains that materialistic person works hard as a family man, as a social worker or a philanthropist. So because they, by doing that work, they get some kind of happiness, sometime some relish, some taste. So therefore they are doing. Otherwise who likes to work for a family, you know, right or not? So difficult it is to maintain a family. Those who are grastas, they know. So because after doing that they get some kind of rasa. So a man and woman, they get married. So first 6 months life would be very romantic. So family rasa would be they would be relishing family rasa. After some 6 months you can see that. One time one person met me. We were distributing books in some place in Bangalore. So he had just married before, 15 days before. Then he told us, "Oh, you people are leading such a nice lifestyle. I didn't know this. If I would have known this, I would have not got married." Then I said, "You got this realization in 15 days only. It is great. Anyway, better late than never. Now at least take to Krishna." So they get some kind of rasa in the beginning, and gradually that rasa dwindles. Then normal struggle for existence. So quarrel between husband and wife, all these things just follow. Bring miseries of bringing up children. So all these things they just follow. But anyway, there is some kind of rasa. So we see that Nepali. Nepali means Nepal has become now a new country, but previously it was part of Maithili. Vaishnava poet Vidyapati, he says, so Tatale Saikate Vari Bindu Sama Sutamita Ramani Samaje. Maithili, who knows Maithili? Nepalis also don't know Maithili, right? So Vari Bindu Sama Sutamita Ramani Samaje, the happiness which we derive from in the association of Sutamita Ramani. Suta means children, Mita means friends, friend circle, and Ramani means wife, woman. So it is just like Bindu Sama. Bindu means it's just like a drop of water in the desert. So our heart is like a desert, you know, it is in need of water, always in need of water. However you put water, so, you know, so still it would be dry, you know, desert means. So similarly our heart is seeking and hankering for spiritual happiness, nectar. But this material, all our material happiness is just a drop in that. And how can it will quench the desert like, or, you know, moisten the desert like a heart. So in spiritual world we are always experiencing ananda chinmaya rasa sadujvala vigrahasya. So ananda chinmaya rasa, we are experiencing ananda chinmaya rasa, but in material world our heart becomes like a desert because we have lost connection with that spiritual rasa. So anyway, people work for this Vari Bindu, this, you know, work hard, struggle hard in this material world just because they get some happiness in material life. But it is just like drop of water in the desert. So, but Prabhupada, he says that spiritual rasa, it never ends. It is endless. Amrita it is. Bhakti rasa amrita. Amrita means it never ends, it never dies. So bhakti rasamrita sindhu, ocean. And another thing he says, it goes on expanding, so unlimitedly. So that is the nature of, and Prabhupada also explained that material happiness is chapala sukha, flickering it is, but this spiritual rasa or bhakti rasa, so it always remains eternally. So, and rasa also means, there is another meaning, relationship. So there are 5 kinds of relationship. There are totally 12. So there are 2 divisions of rasa, mukhya rasa and gauna rasa. Mukhya bhakti rasa and gauna bhakti rasa. So most part of the bhakti rasamrita sindhu describes this. So secondary and primary rasas. So sadhana bhakti is described as a means to attain these rasas in the beginning part, some 19 chapters. So there are, you must have read in introduction to Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada he mentions these 5 mukhya rasas, primary rasas, relationships with Krishna. Anyone would like to say 5 rasas? You will shake, you don't know. So who would like to say? English, Sanskrit and English names. Hello Krishna. It begins with Dasha rasa? Tell no, properly. Shanta rasa, then what is the English name for that?
Neutral.
So neutral relationship or neutrality. Then second one. Servitude. Then
Sakyaras.
Yeah. Friendship. Then fourth. Vatsalarasa. Parental relationship. Madhurya Ratha or Shangara Rasa, another word for, Sanskrit word for that. That is, so conjugal. Just like husband and wife or lover and loved. So these are 5 rasas are there. We will read from Chaitanya Charitamrita. He doesn't mention in 42nd verse, this description comes, begins with the 42nd verse. In 42nd verse, he speaks about four rasas. We will discuss why it is like that. Dasya sakya vatsalya araye shangara chari prema chaturvida bhakta I adhara. So dasya sakya vatsalya araye shangara chari prema, these are four kinds of loving relationships. Chaturvida, four kinds. Bhakta yehi adhara, these are foundation for devotees' devotional service. So devotees do service to Krishna in the spiritual world. You see, first of all, people do not know about spiritual world. They do not know. Even in India, sometimes people talk about mukti, mukti, mukti. Right or not? Many people speak about mukti. But actually, they don't know what it is, mukti means. And after mukti, what happens, they do not know. And some Mayavadis, those who know about mukti, so their conception of mukti means merge into impersonal Brahman. But only few people, they know that there are activities in the spiritual world. Vaishnavas, Vaishnava Sampradayas and Vaishnavas, they know there are activities in the spiritual world. But even among Vaishnava Sampradayas, other than service to the Lord, Dasya, they do not know other activities, other relationships, rasas. So in Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, Madhva Vaishnava Sampradaya and other Sampradayas, Vaishnava Sampradayas, they only know up to about Dasya Rasa, only Dasya they know, Dasyam. So other day I was discussing there in Bangalore, that I gave a lecture on this Sarva Dharmam Parityajya Mam Ekam Sharanam Raja. This is considered as ultimate perfection in Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, that is called Prapati, surrendering to the Lord. So then Lord delivers us, we attain mukti, like that they say. But according to Gaudiya Vaishnavas, that is the beginning of bhakti. You surrender, then eventually you attain love of Godhead. Surrendering is the beginning. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to, I explained this verse in relation with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, Sarva Dharmam Parityajya, in relation. He came to distribute love of Godhead, and especially Unnatojvala Rasa. Anarpita Charim Chirat Karuna Yavatirna Kalo Samarpaitum Unnatojvala Rasa. That which was not given since time immemorial, chirat means since time immemorial, achirat means very soon. So that which was not distributed, he came to distribute that. So unnatojvala rasa means bhakti in these four, you know, rasas, he came to distribute that. But before attaining these four levels of bhakti, four kinds of, you know, love of Godhead, so we have to surrender to Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not only he comes to give these four kinds of, you know, he also comes to teach Sharanagati, how to surrender. Krishna told, surrender unto me, but most of the people misunderstood how to surrender to Krishna. That Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in that Sharanagati song book, Sharanagati is a song, collection of songs on different angas of Sharanagati. There are six angas of Sharanagati, no? Anukulyasa Sankalpa Pratikula. On every anga of Sharanagati, he has written many songs. So it's a book, a collection of songs on Sharanagati. In the introductory song, he writes that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears to teach Sharanagati. So, Shadanga Sharanagati Sikaye Bhakatera Prana. So, he comes to teach Shadanga Sharanagati, which is the life of devotees, he says. Without Sharanagati, we are like a dead. We are dead. So, in this way, he teaches Sharanagati. So, to attain these four kinds of love, which is the basis of devotees' devotion to Krishna. And these four kinds of love, here why it is only four, why not five? Chari bha char chaturvida, he says word chaturvida. Just now we discussed from introduction to Bhagavad Gita there are five kinds of relationships, so but here he mentions only four, chaturvida, he says, right? Chari prema chaturvida bhakta yai adhara. Why is like that? Anyone would like to say? Why it is not counted? Why it is not counted? Tell. Even bhav is also, you know, bhava gahi grahi janardhan. No need to be active. And even in sadhana level also there are, because to engage the mind in Krishna service there are some angas of bhakti. If you read 10th chapter of Nectar of Devotion, you will come to know. Remembrance, meditation, and Prabhupada gives that example of that devotee in Pratishtavanapura. One Brahmana was there, he was very poor, he didn't have means to serve the Lord, he was just sitting and meditating on the service of the Lord. So that is also bhakti, not necessary that you have to be active for bhakti. Bayari has something to say. There are five kinds of liberation, right? And out of that, one is not considered as liberation by devotees, Vaishnavas. What is that? Sayujya Mukti, because there is no service there. Similarly, Shantarasa, in one sense what you said is correct. Shantarasa, still that servitude has not developed. Therefore, sometimes our acharyas, generally it is considered as rasa, one relationship. But still that servitude has not fully developed there. Therefore, sometime our acharyas have not included that. Of course, this is, in one sense, it is, as I understand this, because here there is no comment on this verse. Prabhupada has, generally when there is no comment of acharyas, we don't take it very seriously. So we don't, we understand that it is not so important for us to understand, otherwise acharyas would have given commentary. So it is, I am telling it as far as my understanding goes. So servitude has not developed, therefore sometime it is not considered as rasa relationship. In other places it is discussed actually in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So dasyas, it begins with dasya, dasya rasa, servitude. And this dasya means essence of all the rasas. Ultimately, whether one is a friend of Krishna, whether one is mother and father of Krishna, whether one is lover of Krishna, what they are doing? They are only serving Krishna. So dasya means the essence of all other rasas. Dasya bhavana, attitude of being servant, or that service attitude is essence of. So here, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he says, these four rasas are foundation of devotee's devotion to the Lord. And foundation of all the rasas is dasya rasa, service. Therefore, in the next verse, we will recite this. I'll just take another 5 minutes, I'll not go beyond time. So we will discuss it, if possible, today evening, tomorrow morning, like that. Because of morning time, I don't want to delay your prasadam. So we will, in the next verse, so there are four rasas, and there are devotees in these four rasas. How they feel about their rasas? So that is described in the next verse. Repeat after me. निज निज भाव सबे श्रेष्ठ करी माने निज भावे करे कृष्ण सुख आस्वादने निज निज भाव सबे श्रेष्ठ करी माने निज भावे करे कृष्ण सुख आस्वादने
निज भावे करे कृष्ण सुख आस्वादने
निज निज भाव सबे श्रेष्ठ करी माने निज भावे करे कृष्ण सुखास्वादने निज निज भाव सबे श्रेष्ठ करी माने निज भावे करे कृष्ण सुखास्वादने निज निज भाव सबे श्रेष्ठ करी माने निज भावे करे कृष्ण सुखास्वादने निज निज भाव सबे श्रेष्ठ करी माने निज भावे करे कृष्ण सुखास्वादने Anyone else? Okay. Nija Nija. Each his own. Bhava. Mode. Sabe. All. Shrestakari. Making the best. Mane. Accepts. Nija Bhave. In his own mode. Kare does. Krishna Sukha. Happiness with Lord Krishna. Aswadhane. Tasting. Translation. Each kind of devotee feels that his sentiment is the most excellent. His bhava is the most excellent. And thus in that mood he tastes great happiness with Lord Krishna. Sometimes when we hear about these five rasas and especially about Shangara rasa, when you hear, immediately we may feel, oh, why I should also? First of all, it is very far us. Any rasa is very far for us. That we should remember. Still we are struggling with all our moods, anarthas, material desires, right? All these things are very far. What to speak of Shangara rasa? Even Shantarasa is very far for us. So sometime we may feel, oh, I should also become gopi. I should also serve Krishna in that rasa only. That is highest rasa like that. But those who are these eternal devotees, eternal associates of the Lord who are serving in these different rasas, they don't feel like that. They are fully satisfied in their own rasas. In fact, this is not out of pride. Oh, I am the best devotee. Here what we do in the material world? We always do Atma Stuti and Paraninda. We are the best devotees. We are the best people. And all others are... I am not saying criticism is always bad. Right or not. So, unless... One cannot be a preacher without criticizing. One cannot be. Unless he finds fault, he cannot be a preacher. If he thinks that, oh, all others are great, then what is the question of preaching to them, right or not? So, unless one finds fault, unless one criticizes, one cannot be a preacher. So, sometimes in English also it is said, a social reformer should be a social critic, it is told. Social reformer should be a social critic, he should be. So, anyway, in the material world, what happens? Atma Stuti and Paraninda, generally. So, here when devotees, they feel that, oh, my own relation with Krishna is the best. Nija Nija Bhava Sabha Sreshtha Karimani. It is not out of any material anarthas. It is, you know, out of pride. Being influenced by Leela Shakti of the Lord, being influenced by internal potency of the Lord, just like Krishna says, no, my devotees are under the shelter of Antaranga Shakti. Mahatmanastu Maam Partha Daivim Prakritim Ashrita. So being influenced by internal potency of the Lord, the devotee He is fully satisfied in his own relation with Krishna, and he feels that this is the best. Krishna is, I am able to give happiness to Krishna in a best possible way, like that. So, devotee, he feels like that. So otherwise, there will be no varieties in rasas. Otherwise, there will be no varieties in rasas. This point we have to understand, remember it. So if everyone would have become gopis, then who will become Hanuman, you know? Who will become Hanuman? So, like that, there would be no varieties. If this feeling of satisfaction in our relation with Krishna is not there, then our greatness of one's own rasa is not there, then there will be no varieties in the rasa. So deliberately, internal potency of the Lord makes devotees to feel like that. That my relation with Krishna, I am able to give Krishna happiness in a best possible way. And nija bhave kare Krishna sukha aswadane. So like that, and thus in that mood he tastes great happiness with Krishna. So in this way he relishes. So sometimes people also ask, our devotees, they ask question, can we change our rasa in the spiritual world? Like that. That is also based on the same idea that we want to serve Krishna in a highest rasa. So, because of this feeling, devotee does not like to change his rasa. When we are in the material world, when we hear about these rasas, because of our neophyte mentality, we may think of, serving in highest rasa, even if my rasa previously it is in Dasya or Sakya, or I am in Shantarasa, then also I should serve in, like that. We may feel like that in neophyte mentality. But those who are situated in rasas, those devotees who are situated in rasas, they will not feel like that, because they are fully satisfied. But you can change your rasa also. Not on your own. If Krishna wants you to serve in different rasas, you can change. So some pastimes are there like that, funny pastimes in the Acharya's commentaries, in the Acharya's books. I don't know exactly, maybe in Govinda Leelamrita or somewhere. I don't read all these books. I heard like that. Suvatra Maharaj once he said, so on this point, that if Krishna wants, so devotee may change rasas. Krishna wanted to take bath. Covered by what he becomes? He becomes water. It is Shantarasa, it is. So then Krishna takes bath. Then afterwards he becomes a towel, you know, for Krishna to wipe. Then again comes back to his normal covered boy. There is another pastime, you know, that. So Krishna wanted to meet Radharani, and Krishna, covered by, becomes a calf, and that calf goes in the house of Srimati Radharani. Krishna, you know, changing his form as that covered boy, goes behind that calf, to catch that calf. In this way, he meets Srimati Radharani and comes back. Because Jatila Kutila, they don't allow Krishna. They know that this Radharani has some attraction for Krishna. So they never allow them to mix, you know. So in this different ways, you know, Krishna goes and meets. So like that, sometime covered boys and other devotees who are eternally situated in rasas, they may serve Krishna in different rasas. But in general, devotees are satisfied in their own rasas. This verse is very important. So you can, Prabhupada used to quote this verse. You can memorize this. About rasatattva, this verse is very important. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। एनी क्वेश्चंस कमेंट्स? So, because Srimati Radharani's relationship is Parakiya Rasa with Krishna. Parakiya means there are in Shangara Rasa again there are two divisions. One is Swakiya and another is Parakiya. Swakiya means becoming wife of Krishna, just like there are queens in Dwaraka. So that is called as Swakiya Rasa. And Parakiya Rasa means that Gopi is married to someone else, but she accepts Krishna as her lover. It is extramarital relationship. So, this is a very deep subject matter. In the material world, what is considered as very lowest, this is not acceptable. We know, no? In the beginning only we are told we should follow four regulative principles. No extramarital relationship. Right? In beginning only we are taught. Four regulative principles. But in the spiritual world, what is, because the material world is inverted reflection of the spiritual world, what is lowest, most degraded, this is considered very low class. If a woman has extramarital, she is banished from Vedic culture. So sometimes there are some extreme cases that father finds that a daughter has, you know, before marriage she has developed a love with someone, he will go and just throw her in the river. Like that, you know, in India such cases are there. They are very strict. Very strict. But in the spiritual world this is highest. When such gopis, so they act in a dual way actually. When they are with a husband, they may have some material body. So, and when they go to meet Krishna, they go in their spiritual body. Just like we have a material body. Now we are son, husband, wife of some, you know, men and women of this world. So, but we have our spiritual form, which is related to Krishna. So, like that. So when Srimati Radharani appeared in this world, she was married to one person in Vrindavan called Abhimanyu. So Abhimanyu and Arjuna's son Abhimanyu are different. That also we have to remember. So then Jatila and Kutila is, Jatila is mother of Abhimanyu and Kutila is sister of Abhimanyu. So they always, you know, they know that Srimati Radharani has some attraction for Krishna. They don't know much about that relationship, but they are always in doubt. They hear about that and all from different people. So they always stop Srimati Radharani meeting Krishna, like that. So sometime we may wonder why these people are there in Vrindavan, you know, right? Like that. We may think, just let allow Radha and Krishna to meet, no? Right? When we hear about such things. We may hear. This increases separation between Krishna and Radha. In the spiritual world or in Vrindavan, anything which increases rasa between Krishna and devotees, that exists. And other than that, nothing else exists there. So apparently it is some bad people are there here. But they are helping to increase rasa between Radha and Krishna.
So,
Yeah. So they are being, this orchestrated by Antaranga Shakti of the Lord. Okay. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. No, if you see, there is some, we have to understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's gift. What is, what? Unnatojvala rasa means what? Sometimes it is translated as conjugal mellow, but Unnatojjala rasa means these higher rasas, Chari Bhava. Dasya is there in Vaikuntha also, but in Vrindavan also. The Dasya Bhava of Vaikuntha and Vrindavan is different. You got the idea? So, there like, Prabhupada has mentioned some names, there in Upadeshamrita towards the end of those verses. Raptaka, Chitraka, Paitraka, like that. They are covered boys, but who are in Dasirasa. They are not in friendship because they are younger to Krishna. They are just like, servants in Nanda Maharaj house. They are covered boys. They help Yashoda to decorate Krishna, serve him in many ways. So they are in Dasya Rasa. But this Dasya of Vrindavan and Vaikuntha is different, it is. So by following this Vidhi Bhakti, followed by all these other sampradayas, they follow Vidhi Bhakti, Krishna is Supreme Lord, rules and regulations, everything in Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, Madhva Sampradaya and all. They will attain Dasya of Vaikuntha, they will not attain Dasya of Vrindavan. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributes Unnatojjala rasa means the rasas of Vrindavan, Vraja Bhakti. It can be either Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya and Madhurya. So by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy we enter into Vraja Bhakti. So even other sampradayas, even if they worship Krishna also, if they do not follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they will not go to Vrindavan. They will go to Vaikuntha. There is Chaturyuha Krishna. Vasudeva Krishna is there. One of the planets. So they will go there. They will not go to Vraja Krishna. Vraja Bhakti can be only attained by those who are followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So therefore, there are again two paths are there. Raga Marga, another is Vidhi Marga. So Vidhi Marga is followed by South Indians and we are following Raga Marga. And again in Raga Marga there is Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti. We are at that level now. So then other levels come, Raganaga Sadhana, then Bhava, Prema and all this comes. So this in Chaitanya, in Bhagavatam, 4th canto, if you read in Puranjana story, this Vidhi Marga and Raga Marga are described. The sons of Malayadvaja, next time, Puranjana became wife of Malayadvaja, King Malayadvaja, and he had 5 sons. So he makes them as kings of Pancha Dravida, South India. Then there Prabhupada writes about all the previous Acharyas, Vaishnava Acharyas, they came from South India, they follow Vidhi Marga. Because this Puranjana story has lot of esoteric, teachings are there, that is called as allegory in Sanskrit, in English. So the story which has hidden meanings, so that is called as allegory. So in this way, this area, elaborate subject it is. So sometime Unnatojjala rasa means Shangar, Prabhupada has directly translated it as Shangara rasa or Madhuri rasa. And Madhurya, Madhura prema, and Aishwarya, again these are two paths, that is Vidhi and Raga. These two, Madhurya word, that Madhurya rasa, Shangara rasa is also called as Madhurya rasa. And all the rasas in Vrindavan also are called Madhurya rasa, because that is again two divisions are Aishwarya and Madhurya, two divisions are made. So we should be able to reconcile all these things.
Suppose we have our constitutional position in Vaikuntha, but if we are following the paths of Mahaprabhu, then can you go to Goloka?
So it is told that but it is not on our desire, just like I said in the lecture. If Krishna willing, we will go. And definitely those who take, that is the speciality of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. So or you may get, just like it is told that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes are also eternal. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's form is also there eternally in the spiritual world.
So those who are followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they take part in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, you know, Leelas also and Krishna's also. So it may also happen that you yourself may go to Goloka Vrindavana, or you may have a farm in Vaikuntha and in Goloka Vrindavana. That is also possible.
Then devotees of Vaikuntha, they can go to Goloka directly.
Yeah. If they follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is the condition.
Even they have restriction. Means devotees of Vaikuntha have also restriction.
Yeah.
It is said there, Prabhuji, that the devotees of Vaikuntha, if they want to go to Goloka, then they will come down to earth and practice devotional service in life.
Not necessary like that. Not necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Only Mayavadis, they will come down.
They can go directly from Vaikuntha to Goloka.
Yeah. But they will pass through there in Vaikuntha. In the spiritual world, there is Mahaprabhu's Navadvip Dham is there, no? They have to pass through there. Otherwise, why it is told anarpita? Anarpita means it was never given like that. Chiram chiram. Yeah.
Guru Maharaj, he told in one lecture, he said in one lecture that one devotee, though he was initiated in ISKCON, then also he was got attached to Sri Vaishnavas. Then he took up that deity worship there. So he commented that he might have previous some contact. That's why he is.
With Sri Vaishnavas. Yeah, sometime. And also cultural upbringing. Sometimes Sri Vaishnavas, they come to ISKCON. Because there is no preaching in Sri Vaishnavas, they just be materialistic. But when they come in contact with ISKCON devotees, they become devotees, serious in devotional service. Then they may again go back to... they may again go back to, I'm not telling about him, I'm telling about him. So, then they again go back to Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya. It happens like that also. That is also one reason why people in South India, they forgot Mahaprabhu. Actually, all these Sampradayas had almost died. He revived all this, Mahaprabhu, by his preaching. Then they went back to their original Sri Vaishnava roots. When Mahaprabhu was there, they all became Krishna devotees. But side by side, they continued their whatever culture they followed. And gradually, they forgot Mahaprabhu, and some little bit now, all these sampradayas, again, they are dying now. Again, you all have to preach and revive that. Okay. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Sorry, I took long. So.